O my merciful Lord Chaitanya, may the nectarian Ganges waters of your transcendental activities flow on the surface of my desert-like tongue. Beautifying these waters are the lotus flowers of singing, dancing, and loud chanting of Krishna's holy name, which are the pleasure abodes of unalloyed devotees. These devotees are compared to swans, ducks, and bees. The rivers flowing produces a melodious sound that gladdens their ears. O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising among different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Wearing a peacock feather ornament upon his head, blue Karnikara flowers on his ears, a yellow garment as brilliant as gold, and the Vaijanti garland, Lord Krishna exhibited his transcendental form as the greatest of dancers as he entered the forest of Vrindavan, beautifying it with the marks of his footprints. He filled the holes of his flute with the nectar of his lips, and the cowherd boys sang his glories. The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are like the life and soul of all those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are the most munificent.
Good, but we would like... Give us a little bit.
I mean, whatever little I understand is basically the crux of this thing is that by chanting the holy name, all problems, all quarrels, all disagreements are vanquished. And you enter the spiritual abode of Lord Krishna, and you become peaceful.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Now, someone else, we'd like to hear a discourse about the glories of Prasadam. Nilesh, glorify Prasadam.
Prasadam, I think it's very important because we eat four times a day. So... So I think prasadam is very important. I have also realized that whoever cooks the food, their consciousness goes into you. So if the devotees cook prasadam, then their devotion actually flows into your heart, and it gets. In fact, eating prasadam is also. It's like chanting, like purifying your heart. So I think it is very blissful to be in ISKCON. That even eating prasadam also purifies you. So it's a very nice concept, according to me.
Hari Hari Bol. Now somebody glorify Vrindavan.
As devotees, it's our duty to go to the Holy Dham. And not only that, it's our pleasure. If you've ever been to the Holy Dham, you know of its glories. But the most wonderful thing about Vrindavan is it's right here. When you come to the temple, when you're with devotees, Vrindavan comes with you. And when you're out on Sankirtan, Vrindavan's also there. Whenever we chant and when we're singing Krishna's names, he's dancing on our tongues just like he danced in Vrindavan. And we have Vrindavan with us all the time. It's wonderful to go to Vrindavan and it's very purifying, but when you start purifying yourself with chanting and singing and taking prasad and having the association of devotees, you have Vrindavan with you all the time.
Now somebody give Bhakta Jonathan a verse. A shastric verse, praman, that will back that up. So the next time he does it, he can say that verse, and everyone will take it that he's nailed it down. Okay, he's got one. Microphone. Bhavad bhita bhagavatas tirtha bhuta swayam vibho tirtha kurvanti tirthani swantak stena gadabrita. This verse was spoken by Yudhishthira to Vidura, right? And he said that Vidura, you're a place of pilgrimage personified because you carry the Lord within your heart. Veritably a personified holy place. There's another one. That's Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhavad bhita bhagavatas tirtha bhuta swayam vibho. Naham tishtanti vaikunte. You know the verse? I think it's in the Shloka book. You can look it up. Naham tishtanti. Tishtanti means... Yeah? So this is a good verse for you to back up what you're saying, that Krishna says, I'm not in Vaikuntha. I'm not in the heart of the yogis. But I'm wherever all the bhaktas are singing my glories, pure devotion. That's where I reside. Page 372. Dhriti, you're next. Are you singing? Chant it once.
Naham tishtami vikunte yoginam ride yeshuva tatra tishtami narada yatra gayanti man bhakta. O Narada, I am not in Vaikuntha, nor am I in the hearts of the yogis. I remain where my devotees glorify my name, form, qualities, and transcendental pastimes.
Homework, so you have to memorize that verse. And then we'll ask for the discourse again. Yes, Raja. Hare Krishna. Yes.
I just wanted to say that the first time I went to Vrindavan, I was 8 years old. And I fell in love with Radhasham Sundar Didis. And ever since then, it became true home to me. So whenever I go back to Vrindavan, I notice that it has such power to guard you from everything outside. Whenever you enter Vrindavan, you just feel like your spiritual life is so much more intense, so much more free, because all of these gunas and all of this really heavy stuff that surrounds you all over the place is gone, lifted. And you feel like you can do so much for Krishna, and you can advance so much. And also leaving Vrindavan is really difficult, because then you're not looking forward to coming back anywhere where it's not as easy. But then keeping it in your heart, and another thing I notice is that if you catch that vibe, if you catch that mercy of Vrindavan Dham in your heart when you're there, and you meditate on it when you're somewhere else, when you go back, you see no difference. So, yeah.
Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki, Hare Bol. So let's have prasadam, Hare Krishna, and then Sankirtan, Hare Bol.